Who knew they put the hooky discipline in the funnel?
So, with all that said,
yes.
Layman terms.
We are required to take duty and care of the facilities, which with help, Johnny's help, we're doing a great job with, the accessibility and, you know, keeping things up. The parsonage has been one that has kind of been lax because we don't have anybody living in it. So I met with Travis a week and a half ago. I can't even remember what day it was. And he is getting his stuff out of the fellowship hall. But he did mention that there's still stuff from the rummage sale still in the parsonage. So, couple of things. One, I'd like to go through the parsonage and take stuff out of it, because I would like to actually have a home inspector come and go over the parsonage, because we haven't had anybody living there,
right,
just to make sure that everything is in working order, that we know what we need to do before somebody moves in July, you know, end of June, beginning of July.
Right.
The other thing is, as we're going through everything with, Sarah Campbell?
Yeah.
That I would like to go through the Sunday school rooms and see what we can clean up, because should we have kids come, I would like to use the Sunday school rooms as a place to take the kids instead of walking over to the fellowship hall. Just starting to move that process forward. So, first day, going through the parsonage, I know we're all crushed for time, but we typically have a cleanup, getting things ready for Easter thing. If we're doing that, I was going to say maybe the Saturday before Easter, we kind of all get together and just see what's over there and what we can move out, hour or so. And that also gives us all time to kind of go through one lap, just a walkthrough, see kind of what's on our plate, what we can hire somebody, what we can, if anybody wants to volunteer. I don't want to take a whole bunch of time, and I don't want anybody to burden it themselves. So that's kind of what I wanted to do. I wanted to see if everybody's kind of on board with that plan. Anybody has anything different? I'm open.
It sounds good, because I know there are Sunday school supplies over in that building. And I had cleaned the room over here, and we were going to bring some of that stuff over, but decided not to at that time.
Okay. So I'm fine. I can do it this Saturday, next Saturday. I just wanted to kind of throw it out there.
Yeah.
If anybody has thoughts one way, yes.
I go through it every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And check the promote flush, make sure they're working and all.
Good, good.
What you have in there is that little bit of stuff that was left over from the last so-called sale.
Okay.
And then you've got two tables and all the chairs where the lady used to meet on Saturdays.
Okay.
You've got all that stuff, Tina had for children.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But where are you going to put it?
That's a very good question. So at the moment,
there's no place to put it, because that little so-called office over there is full of junk already.
Right. Well, that's kind of why I wanted to kind of walk through, see if we can get a game plan of where we're going to put things. And it may be just time that we start cleaning things out. I know that we have been one that we're going to reuse and be good stewards, but...
Well, Tina had mentioned that extra Sunday school supplies we could donate to another church.
Right. And you know, Sunday school supplies, depending on how much it is, we might be able to kind of box up and put aside. And they can just be activities for when kids come.
Right.
So it doesn't have to necessarily be for Sunday school.
Right.
So I'm kind of okay with some of that. But I haven't walked through everything in a while.
Right.
And I just want, yep.
Why don't you and I get together one day and go over there and make
that works.
I'm
okay, Tuesday, after Ed Newt is done, can we walk through? Tuesday afternoon, so 4:30.
Just give me a call what time you want to meet.
Okay.
Yeah, and the stuff that's left over from the art show that's still, we can donate.
There's more junk than anything else.
Okay.
I'm not sure where anybody wants to sell this.
No, we can't get put in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so 4:30. I'm fine with that, so I'll be here with Ed Newt. So let's say 4:30.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I have to have everything.
Reverend Ed New is the president of the 489 Methodist Foundation. They have several programs. It's been a while since I've been on the board, but two of the main programs are making loans to churches.
Okay.
Should they need to do any maintenance on their facilities. It is typically slightly less than they can get for, through a bank. And in the 50 plus years of existence, they've never had a default. So the other piece of that is the money that they use to loan to those churches, they put into a development fund. So it is open to United Methodists, actually, with anybody.
Okay.
So they have a development fund. I consider it 7-day money because you put it down there, you can request it, and they do check runs Tuesdays and Thursdays. I typically email a request because we put all of David's college down there. So paying for his master's program, I send a request down and I get a check within a week for it. So, but that rate has been better than CD rates. So that's probably what he's going to talk about. They also have long-term investments. I am not one to jump into that because we do have an investment committee and we have an investment advisor and there are some churches who don't have that in place, so that is an option for them as well. I don't know if they kind of restructured and refocused what they do, so that would be interesting. I was on the hiring, the search committee and hiring the last spring that I was on the board. So we hired Ed New, celebrated Mark's retirement, who was a prior foundation, and I rotated off. So
now I'm back.
And I just got the email this week that I have been approved to become a board member once again.
Congratulations! So is he the one that came and talked to us before?
No. So what they've done is they do have a couple of people that are in charge of areas of the Florida Conference, and they're just trying to make the foundation known to the churches of the conference, so that should something come up, know that you have somebody to rely on. The other thing that they've done is when hurricanes have come through, have reached out and given grants to some churches for immediate cleanup. If you have a loan during some of all of that, they were able to move those to interest only, so that all the church had to do was do
interest only,
and principal payments could pick up at a later point. They're really the entire purpose of the foundation is to support churches and ministry. So he's just coming to probably talk about that. I think he wants to see when I go to church.
Okay. Good, very good.
Whatever. Everybody who comes and visits our church, they're always amazed at how well kept it is and clean it is, and I think it's something we should be proud of.
Absolutely.
Looking at your stability, because I think we're either the second or the third oldest church in the conference.
Yeah.
So we've been here a long time. And now we've had some little bumps and ups and downs.
Very big, let's start over here.
Yeah. Another thing pertaining to trustees, just so that you know, Tina and Travis never relinquished their membership of this church, and they remain on the trustees. So they are willing to help, and
yeah.
Travis and Jenny's been talking a lot lately. So, and they're also on the investment committee. So they never relinquished their membership. They just decided not to attend for whatever reason. And I really don't know that yet either.
Yeah, so I'm not, this wasn't for, it wasn't to make decisions, because I'm sure we don't have a forum, but I just wanted to kind of get a sense of everybody, kind of all in agreement of how we want to move forward, and how we will start. And if anybody else wants to kind of walk through with us, Tuesday at 4:30.
We make a little
bit. Tuesday at 4:30?
Tuesday at 4:30.
Bring boxes so we can give you all the junk.
Boxes, we can do that. We've got lots of boxes.
Bring the truck and load it up and take it.